In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I am addressing myself this morning to all of the confirmandi, those who are about to receive the sacrament of confirmation. And these are just the last words that you are to hear before you take this big step in the Christian life. This day marks for each of you a new outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I say new. The reason is because when the great day came for your baptism, you already received the Holy Spirit in a great way. He is the one who infused divine life into you, who gave you the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the virtues. All of those things you received. And you received a character that permitted you not simply to be a spectator in the Holy Liturgy, you see, in the Mass, but a real true participant, subordinate to, but part of, the actions of the priest at Mass. You are then a sharer in the Mass in that manner. You then are able to worship with the true worship of the Holy Mass. But the effects of that were that you are now able, with the gift of infused faith, you are now able, you see, to speak for yourself, to defend for yourself, to teach others your own name for yourself, the holy faith, all of its parts. That's why we teach the catechism not only to you, but to the children, so that they on their own can defend our Lord and Savior, the Holy Mother of God, and all the gifts and truths of revelation. But now you are about to receive another character, a more full participation, share in the priesthood of our Lord and Savior. So that now you receive what we call in Latin robur, strength, so that you are now able to speak publicly in the name of all Christians, in the name of the Church, not only for yourself, but to face the world. If you remember, and if you notice, when you are confirmed, the bishop, you see, places the Holy Chrism first with the imposing of his hand on your head, and then he anoints your forehead in the sign of the cross. I sign you with the sign of the cross. I confirm you with the chrism of salvation. It is reminiscent, you see, of a soldier, of a warrior, who on his shield bore the insignia of his commander and made him part of the will, the acts of the commanding general. And when he was victorious, it was the general, you see, that won the victory through his soldiers. That's why, you see, the Church wants you to bear that on your head, like your shield, in this new outpouring of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your immortal soul. And that symbol, that rite, that ceremony imparts upon you, see, a new character, a more complete, not as complete as the last character of the priesthood, but a more fervor, a more fervent, a more public expression of the holy faith, so that you speak publicly. That's why in the old days of the Church, when people fled, the confirmati, those who were confirmed, some of them stood behind. It was considered improper that everyone should flee in front of the enemy, the pagans. Some should stand by and defend to meet the struggle. As I mentioned yesterday, see, A martyr is not merely one who dies for the faith. That came to be known later on. A martyr is a person who struggles with the enemy and is victorious, even to the point of death, but not always. And that, you see, is what makes you a martyr in the present day. Because, you see, with this new infusion of the presence of the Holy Spirit, in which you receive as well a great increase of sanctifying grace, divine life. Why? Because of the great need that you are and you have, you see, to defend the faith now in the face of paganism, of unbelief, of conspiratorial forces that rule the world. But you, soldiers of Christ, Milites Christi, soldiers of Christ, now you're able, you see, to defend Christ, his church, and the divine truths of salvation in the face of all these enemies, and not to worry about the consequences. Our Lord put it this way: do not worry, do not be concerned about what may happen. Because when you were put on trial, and brethren, you must know that every day you were put on trial in some way. Do not worry, do not be afraid, because the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say so that you will be so powerful that they will be unable to make an answer. That's the reason why so many Christians are put to death, because their enemies cannot make an answer to the truths of the Holy Faith. And it is because of this sacrament that you have the strength, the power, and the increase of faith that is given to you to make you powerful. That's why you see today enemies of the faith are afraid of you. That's why they do everything possible to wipe the name of Christ away from the public view, especially for our children. You are given then an increase of sanctifying grace, of the divine gifts of the Holy Ghost, and the virtues. And again as well, you receive this holy character, the character of confirmation, that will stay with you in eternity. So that when, please God, you enter heaven, you'll be known as a person confirmatus, confirmed in the faith, with the ability to defend our Lord and to explain the faith. How many times our people have been asked by the pagans, by the unbelievers, who are impressed, taken by the Holy Liturgy, by the lives of Christians, tell me what this is all about. Why do you believe this? Now, because of confirmation, you will have that ability to make it clear, undeniable. You now have the ability, more than ever, to speak publicly and to make great converts for the faith as a soldier of Christ. Remember then that this confirmation, this sacrament, is for public use. Not only for the priests. In fact, nobody is permitted to become a priest unless he's first confirmed in the faith. That's what will happen to you. But now, see, with great sacrament, you'll be able to be, as it were, other Christs, to defend the faith in such a way that no one will be able to contradict and mean it. I remember hearing someone said not too long ago, people who don't believe, are not, as it were, unable to believe. They will not believe. Because it is so clear how true is the Catholic faith. How true. They will not. Except that it takes a great work of the imposition of the sacrament of confirmation to help them, to bring to them the impetus to say, yes, I believe, because of you, who have been the instrument of my faith. Well, that's what I wanted you to know before we begin to impart this great sacrament. Long overdue, isn't it? Long overdue. But now, thank God, we're now going to remedy that in these couple of days ahead of us. And God bless you.